Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha from Maui, Hawaii. This is Sandy C, all the way up in the Haiku Rainforest. Very, very excited about today. Thank you so much, you guys, for listening out there. We have a very special show lined up today. I'm a little out of breath because I woke up really late, and I've been running around trying to get this show ready. So, but it's going to be good. So anyway, just thank you so much for listening out there. The show is recorded for playback. We come on this show every Monday morning at 8 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time, so make sure that you follow the show so you don't miss anything that's going on. As all of you know out there, I am planning a mission trip to Africa in October, and I am super excited about that. And I just want to thank everybody out there for supporting me, for giving, for buying my T-shirts, for helping me with World Impact Solutions and buying life-saving products so that we can save lives and get me to Africa at the same time. But I just had an amazing weekend that I'm going to get to share with all of you, and I have an amazing guest with me who was the speaker at that conference this past Saturday at God's House in here on Maui. First of all, I'm going to introduce my co-host. I've got Michael Smith on board with me from Texas. Good morning, Michael.
Well, howdy from Texas. It's raining in Texas today, 1 o'clock p.m., but it sounds like I can't wait to hear about this weekend you just had. So I had a great weekend too, and our church celebrated a 150-year anniversary of being built in a little Texas town here this weekend. So we went down and celebrated that. But I'm all excited about here your weekend, Sandy. You kind of shared a few things with me before the show today. So I'm going to turn it right back to you, and let's get this show on the road.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much, Michael. Well, I'm going
to introduce
Gina LaMorte to all of you. I'm going to kind of let her tell her story and a little bit about herself. I will say that her and I, just to give you a little backstory about how we met, we actually met on Instagram. That's one thing I love about social media. We met on Instagram a couple of months ago, and she shared with me that she was coming here for a conference, and God opened up the door for me to get there, and there was a reason I was supposed to be there, and there were so many confirmations throughout the day showing me that. It's literally changed my life. So, Gina LaMorte, thank you so much for joining us this morning here on Maui, and you're not in New York City.
Aloha. How are you?
I'm good. Well, I know it's so nice to hear you say aloha. You're actually here on the island.
I am. I know. We have to leave tonight, and I'm not very happy about that.
Well, as I said
back,
before, you will. Well, you'll definitely be back. Yeah, you will definitely be back for sure. I know it. I knew it the first time I saw you. So. But I want you to just tell a little bit about your background and yourself, just a little backstory, behind your dream and how this is unfolding before your eyes even now. So I'm going to let you share a little bit, and then we'll move in and we'll talk about Africa. But I really want to kind of give the floor to you today and just let you share from your heart and all that God showed you this weekend while you were here in Maui. About the island and just the Dream Conference and anything that you took away from what you experienced.
Okay, well, thank you so much. I love inspiring people to live their dreams. I feel like I've been so blessed to live so many of mine. And my dreams began working in the fashion industry in New York City and working as a celebrity fashion stylist. And what that is that I got to partner and be the spokesperson and stylist for magazines like Oprah Magazine, People Style Watch, In Style Magazine, MTV, ABC, CBS Morning Show. I've been really blessed to be able to go to the Academy Awards and the Oscars and all that from being, just a young girl who grew up at the beach on the East Coast in New Jersey. So it's pretty amazing how God really plants things in your heart many times from when you were a child. And he raises you up and gives you a lot of life experiences, and then one day, you know, kind of all unfolds after you go through so much of that journey, and you get to see really what those dreams look like. And for me, I had always felt that, you know, I was probably a little bit more original in the fact that I had lived out a couple of different dreams in my life for the sole purpose that I could then help other people live their dreams. And so that's kind of my passion and really where I am at this point in my life. I wrote a book called Designing Your Dream, and it's about discovering the destiny that's been fashioned for you. And I really wanted to be able to impart into other people, because my passion, aside from working in fashion, is helping other people really find out why they're here and what their purpose is and, you know, why they were created, and really give them practical tools to actually live out the stuff that God had put in their heart, but maybe they're not sure how to navigate it, you know, because so many people have all their ideas, but they just don't know what to do first, which direction to go, how to even start sometimes. And so I wrote the book to really break it down kind of chapter by chapter, say, of the process of what I like to call, you know, coming out of the cocoon and turning into a butterfly, because dreaming is a process. And I love for people to understand that within the process of living out your dream, there is a dark time. There's a time that's not so pretty. There's a time that maybe causes some questioning. And really that's, you know, the time that you're in the cocoon. And meanwhile, you've got your wings. You're prepared to fly. You're able to fly, but you just can't see it yet. But the only way to become the butterfly is to truly go through that cocoon process. And so I break that down in real practical terms so that people can really say, wow, I get this. You know, I've been there. I've heard people tell me I can't do it. It's impossible. I felt I should take a safe job and not go after my dream because I was afraid that it couldn't provide. Like, you hear all these practical things, but yet I break it down to where I teach that, yes, those things are going to happen, but the key is really in persevering and really going after what God says. And they're all actually things that part of what build your character, so that once your dream happens, you can actually handle it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, you're right. I think if God just handed it all to us at once and we weren't ready, we're going to crash. You know, it's not, it's not going to be, it wouldn't be as successful if we did not have the preparation, you know, and that is so important because it's the journey to get you to your dream, and the journey always isn't fun. But sometimes for me personally, it's an adventure because I get to see God do all kinds of stuff, laying it out for me through little things that come into my life and people that come into my life to go, this is the person that's going to be used to help you get there, you know, or this person over here is going to speak into your life to push you along, you know. So I'm very aware of what God is doing around me when he brings those things to me. And sometimes those things aren't good. I mean, I laid on my back. I got the flu back in March really bad. I was out of work for a solid week. I was really angry at God because I got sick. I was really angry because I was out of work and I wasn't making any money. And I had all these things that I was really bitter about throughout the week. But that was the week that God birthed a T-shirt for Africa. And it just, and I didn't realize it at the time, but he wanted me to stop long enough. And even though I was sick and didn't feel good, that's when the T-shirt was birthed. And that's when I really decided, yeah, I'm jumping out and I'm going to go for trying to get to Africa. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to move forward and say yes and start pursuing that mission, you know. So, I totally see what you're saying in regards to that, because I'm living that, you know, right now. So, it's good to hear you say that.
Yeah, you definitely are living it. And, you know, so many people don't realize that there's actually purpose within your pain, right? I mean, here you were having this painful experience, yet God birthed out of it the very thing, the very idea that was going to help propel you and bring purpose to everything that you're doing. And we can't miss those things, you know. Sometimes I think within our pain, we're very focused on our pain as opposed to being focused on the purpose. And if we keep our eyes and shift that perspective, it can really take us to the place that God wants to take us to. So I just love your story. And I really, I think you also are a good example. And, you know, that's one of the principles that I love to share with people is that, you know, sometimes you've just got to start with one thing, right? You've just got to take that first step. A lot of people are very trapped into, I have this idea, but it seems very big. You know, it's way bigger than me. And I always say, well, that's a God dream. When you know you can't do it on your own and he can only do it for you and with you, then you know you're dreaming the right dream, right? Because then he gets the glory and he really gets to live out, you know, his dreams through you. And so it's so exciting to dream with God. And that's what's so awesome about this whole collaboration and really being invited by God's house here in Maui to launch the second annual, you know, dream conference at God's house. And their theme is actually Dream God Dreams. Which that's actually their in-house, one of their personal core values. And so it's just amazing how God works, you know, that the pastor would read my book and see the same vision. And here we are, two people on opposite sides of the country where God has planted the same vision. And to be able to partner, come to Maui and have them, you know, bring me here and bring my team here so that we can impart stuff that we've learned and the stuff that we know into the people at Maui. I mean, you guys, I was just so honored to be able to impart just so much because I really, even after yesterday, the second service, we just, people's lives were changed and that's really all that I wanted and could ask for, you know.
I'm going to pause right here for just a second. For those of you that are listening, if you want to call in and you have any questions at all, the guest call-in number is 347-850-8692. We do welcome you to do that. But thank you so much for tuning in. Gina, I want to switch gears a little bit because there's something that you do at the conference that I really, really like, and I can so relate to what you do there because I do a lot of this in my own teaching with Maui Women Live Out Loud. And watching you do some of the things you did on Saturday, some of the demonstration, encouraged me to pull out more of that out of my life in my teaching. And I like to use physical objects like you. I like to use examples when I'm teaching to kind of give people a real, to grab hold of the meaning of something. And I want to talk about the keys that you distributed. She handed out keys through the, right at the very beginning, she handed these keys out. But I want you to talk about that key that you handed out and just a little bit about the demonstration that you used.
Sure. Well, you know, it was a vision given to me that I should use certain things to help unlock the dreams in people's hearts, and within that would blossom out a bunch of other ideas. And so we gave out keys in the beginning, and you know, that's really my idea is that to first, before you can really dream God dreams and before you can really birth a God dream, you've got to be unlocked. And so that's why we gave out keys. You know, we tried to have a different key for every person so that they were all very unique and one of a kind, just like we all are. And really that prophetic act of unlocking our hearts and really opening up ourselves to all that God has called us and to all that he wants to give us, because sometimes our hearts aren't open. And it's just such a powerful act to really unlock our hearts and really be open for the more and for the big big stuff, and even just for him to reach our hearts in a very personal way, you know, not even so much in the dream way, but also in conjunction with that, in the personal way where he can just speak to our heart and really whisper, you know, and line us up with his desires and see what that's like. So that's actually, you know, one of my favorite parts of the things that we give away. We give a bunch of different things away and do a bunch of different prophetic acts, but that's why we do the keys.
Yeah, that really spoke to me a lot. I just, it really did. I just am like, you know, we have to open ourselves up, you know, to all that God has.
Yeah.
And I think the thing that I'm learning right now and that God is showing me is just to let go and let him do it.
Oh,
and, and just, you know, don't move too fast, but stay in step with him, you know, every step of the way, you know, and just not get too anxious, not jump ahead of the game and do something ahead of time, but wait for his perfect timing, you know, on that.
Mm.
And I'm learning that right now, and it's amazing, and he's really helping me do it. And I find as I do this, he is bringing things to me at the right time and showing me, okay, now you need to make a decision on, you know, do you buy more T-shirts? You know, are we going to buy
yeah.
another batch? How many are we going to buy? You know, it's kind of like he's creating this, it's kind of a ripple effect almost, because I've even found with the T-shirt thing, I've never done this before, but the thing that he's teaching me with the T-shirts is, you know, I order one batch and then I wait and I get those and I distribute those. And then once those are gone, what I'm finding is now, because all the people, I have all these T-shirts out there that people are posting pictures and they're sending me photos and I can share those on social media. And now it's getting other people's attention. And now it's kind of like this wave of me being able to raise funds, because God is showing me, okay, you just sold this batch, you have all these photos to share now get ready for the next order, because other people are going to start pouring in. And it's this process that he's kind of showing me as we do this together. And it's really been interesting, because it's like you said in the conference, and I want everybody to know out there, your dream is like running a business. And you said this the other day, and it really hit me, because it is. Mm. It is like running a business, but it's like letting God run your business, you know.
Yeah.
And I want you to talk a little bit about that, because some people think, you know, the dream is a dream, and it's, you know, you just do whatever, and you fly, and you just, there's no foundation. So I want you to talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's definitely something that will keep somebody from actually kind of living out the dream, because and it's the other part of being the butterfly that I use in that analogy. It's like some people think dreams are like floaty butterflies, you know, and that they're not grounded, to your point. But really, there is a foundation to it. And it's really important that you view it. And that's why I also say, like you had said, you view it as a business. You really steward it. You really have to treat it as if it's a seed, and there is a process to watering and tilling and you know, and growth. And so, if you don't look at it like that, you can't really grow it. And people don't always like to hear the practical. They think, you know, well, if God gave it to me, then it's just automatically going to happen. And you know, everything's just going to play out exact, and, you know, it's just going to come to me. And that's not always the case. I do find that he does send, to your point, he sends people, he brings you things you need. He absolutely does. But in tandem with that, you have to really build a very strong foundation of focusing on being in his presence and getting direction and what it looks like. getting a blueprint, getting, you know, writing the vision down. It's the very first thing. It's in the Bible and Habakkuk, and it's like you have to write the vision down and make it so plain and so clear and so simple that anybody who walks by can see it. And so what does that foundation look like, you know? Well, you've got to have that foundation in order to build the dream that you're doing. And it's just so vital that you start there. You know, you have to, right? Because you can't build anything on a shaky foundation. It won't stand. And so it's essential to really spend that quality time with God, you know, really getting a vision. And your vision will evolve too. And, you know, it's funny because I'll say things and they're very much true. And then there's always something tied to that. So it's like, write your vision down, but your vision will evolve. You know what I mean? Like, so don't be locked in. You know what I, do you understand, right?
Right.
And that's the reality of it. It's like, well, I'm going to write it down. And then somehow the Lord's going to change that, or I'm going to meet someone else and it's going to look a little different, or I'm going to get another idea and it's going to change a little bit. But you have the foundation, but at least then you can drive from there. You know, you can drive from that point. And
yes,
not be so
yes.
locked in to that original, like, no, this is it. Because let me tell you, you know, the ride of my dream has been a very, like, windy, fun adventure that has taken me in directions that I never thought I was going to go. And many times you see it in your head, but you know what? We're not God. And so we can only dream to certain limits. But when he's unlimited and we allow him to take over that wheel and really drive into the space of being unlimited, then the dream becomes much bigger, becomes much grander, and also many times comes to life in a way that we never saw ourselves.
That's good. Yeah, you're right about that. When you did talk about writing the vision down, a few months, last October, I saw the movie War Room. And I watched that movie like 3 times. It really grabbed me. And when I first started walking with Christ back in 97, I journaled all the time. I mean, I probably have, I don't know, 7 or 8 journals that are slam full with just things that I've written over the years. And I stopped doing it for a long time. And when I saw the movie War Room, and where she was writing down the prayers, and she would have this framed picture of all of her praise reports, like all of her answers to her miracles, you know, to the prayers that she prayed, the miracles that were done. I was so inspired by that movie that I ran out and got a journal. And I have been journaling my prayers since then, like nonstop. That is my time in the morning with God, and I write my stuff down.
Me too.
And it's so amazing to get that on paper. There's something really powerful about putting it down on paper. And, you know, we all type, you know, we all have computers and we type and we have all these little gadgets. And, yeah, you could use those. You know, I'm not saying don't, you know, do something out there. Even if you're not doing this, do it. You know, it's so important. But I find writing it down, there's just something about taking pen to paper, you know, and writing this out. And I have been doing it faithfully since then. And it has changed my life because I've seen God do these miracles that I know, you know, that if I had, maybe I had not prayed the way I did, wouldn't have turned out the way that it did. But he's acting on my behalf as I lay those things down before him. And I have been... I've been amazed at what I've seen. And the other thing that you mentioned the other day is about being very, very specific, you know, in your prayers, you know, being very specific when you write it out, you know. And I'm sometimes specific. Sometimes I'm not, like, super specific. But ever since you said that, I'm like, okay, I'm going to really be more specific. You know, if I need this dollar amount for Africa, I'm going to lay that dollar amount down. You know, if I'm going to, you know, if I need the people, the right people to come into my play, you know, come into my life in regards to Africa, the people that are there, if God shows me someone or shows me a ministry, I'm going to write that down. You know, so it's, but being very specific, very specific spoke to my heart. So I want to touch on, I want you to touch on that a little bit about piggyback off of me about why that is so specific, why you should be that way.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you brought that up. You know, there is something powerful. I do believe because, as I mentioned in that scripture in Habakkuk, it says, write the vision down. But the next part of the verse says, make it so plain onto your tablets that anybody who runs by it can read it. And it also says, you know, for the vision is at an appointed time, and at the end it will speak. It won't lie. It won't tarry. Wait for it, because it will surely come. It won't tarry. And the beginning about it is, make it plain upon tablets, so that anybody who runs may read it. And I really do feel like God is speaking in that, saying, be so specific with me. Like, the example I always love to give is when you go to a restaurant and you're talking to a waitress and she says, what would you like to eat? Your response isn't food. You don't say to the waitress, right, I'd like some food. No, you're putting in your order. You're like, I want a, you know, I want grilled shrimp with avocado and, you know, papaya, and I want a, you know, a non-fat iced tea with lemon. Like, you're specific in your order, and you're so writing it, and you're speaking it so plain, meaning so simply, so defined, that anyone who runs by it, meaning anyone who quickly passes it, can read it. It's so obvious in distinction. And so there's such power in that. You know, in our words, we can create life or death, right? The power of life and death is in our tongue. And so what we are speaking, the words are alive. And so whether we're breathing them or we're writing them, we're releasing the very things that are creating the life. It's not, you know, it's not about the secret of like, oh, I'm going to visualize and therefore, that's not it, you know. The secret is that this is what God says. And I'm going to release it because I know there's power in my words. And I know if I come into agreement with God and I come into alignment with God and what he's saying about me, and I'm dreaming with him, I'm co-laboring with him and really allowing him to speak through me, and then I'm releasing that on paper in a way that's very simple to read and understand, then it allows the Lord. It's like prayer, right? Prayer is coming to agreement. Mm-hmm. Coming into agreement with what God says about you so that he can then do it. And it's the same thing. And it's so important. It really is. Yeah. And it's something so simple. You know, I do want to touch on just the other piece of it that you said about the journaling in the morning time and really the pen to paper, because, you know, being a scribe really is a gift. And so there's something that happens again in the writing. And yeah, I think there's, I mean, half of my notes are in my phone and I'm typing all the time because I'm traveling or running around. And, but I have to tell you, when I sit there with my journal with a pen, I get downloads, and something happens when I choose to purposely, intentionally, that's really the word, intentionally put that pen to my paper. It's like something is released. And I think that that's a powerful, powerful thing. And, you know, I'm not God and I can't explain that, but I know that it is a very truthful principle. So it's really important that you just release specifically, you know, like I had said, you ask God specifically, you talk to him specifically, and he loves that, I think. He really delights in that part of the process, because ultimately it's his dreams, right? I mean, it's like he dreams out every part of the visions that he has through all of us, and they are all individual. And so it's like we're living out the God dreams that he puts within us. I mean, that is so fun.
Yeah,
right?
It really is.
About that.
Yeah. It really, really, it's so, I like this last weekend for me with the Dream Conference, you know, I almost didn't get to make it. God opened up the door for me to come, and I just knew I was supposed to be there. I knew it with all my heart, and God really spoke to me there that day. And Jenny Cupp, you know, who came out with you, for all who are listening, she's a prophetic painter, and she had all of these, she had these easels up, and she was just, the music was going, and she was just painting whatever God gave her at that moment, you know, and I knew these things were not planned. I knew that she was just flowing with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And she, I think she put out 4 or 5 pictures that day, amazing pictures. And I was so, I went over to talk to her, and her and I started talking. And she started sharing with me kind of her journey and, you know, some things that she's been through. And as she was talking, she was speaking my life, because we have a lot in common. You know, we both went through marriage problems and infidelity. And, I mean, when she was sharing with me, I was like, girlfriend, you are so talking my story, you know. And so we really had a lot in common. And so as we were talking, God started giving her things and sharing with me some encouragement about how he is moving, you know, in my life. And there were some major confirmations that happened during that conversation. And then she prayed with me. And there was a lot of things that happened in that prayer that God really broke off of me, that God really showed me very definitively about what he's doing. She talked about my quiet time in the morning, how I need to lift my hands to heaven and receive the oil in the morning. I mean, she just, there were so many things that she gave me that really just helped me kind of take me to that next level where God's like, I want you to worship me in the morning. I want you to get your oil in the morning, you know, before you start your day. And then as she was praying, we were looking at the butterfly pictures that she did. And during that prayer, she started explaining what the butterfly picture meant. And for all who are listening, it says, come out of your cage of limitation, for it is he that sets you free. Always you have had the freedom. Fly high, fly to me. Always, he says, you have had the freedom. Now fly high to me. Now fly, fly high to me. And it's a picture of these butterflies in this golden cage. And there's one butterfly that's out. And it's the biggest butterfly and out of the whole cage. And she said, it almost is like impossible that the large butterfly would ever get out of the cage, because he's big, you know, and all the other little ones are inside. Yeah, but the cage is gold. And what she said, that cage represents the gold, is liquid gold coming down from heaven. And so during this, she was explaining the painting to me and how I am like that butterfly that's out. And it impacted me. And after we got done praying, she says, before you leave, I want you to take that with you. And I said, oh my gosh, you're going to give me that? You know, and she goes, yes, it's yours. God wants you to have it. So God gave me this. And I am just like, it's sitting next to me. And I was supposed to be there on Saturday. And I am just like, I'm so overwhelmed by God doing this, because he knows the butterflies are so special to my life. And he uses them all the time to show me that he's near. And he just showed me this, Gina, and she gave it to me. And it is just, it's amazing what happened. It's amazing what's happened. And I just want to thank you so much for everything that you guys have done, because you guys changed my life. You guys were the tool that God gave me to take me to that next level, to show me where I need to go. And I'm so forever grateful, you know, and I'm really grateful to myself that I listened and that I said yes. And for all you who are listening out there, you have to say yes. You can't say maybe. You can't say it too hard. You can't say I can't do it. You can. You can do it with God. Anything. Anything is possible with God. Anything. You can do anything with Him. And if He drops that dream in your heart, He dropped it in there for a reason. But you have to move. And you can't sit. And you need to fly like the butterfly. You need to get out of your cage of limitation and move. And it impacted my life. And I just, Gina, for the last few minutes, I want us to pray, and I want you to pray just over the people who are listening, over me, over my trip to Africa. I just want us to pray and spend these last few minutes in prayer. And then when we have about a minute out, I'm going to close out and say goodbye to everybody, okay?
Sure, absolutely.
All right, sweetie. Okay.
Okay. Well, God, I just thank you so much for just really speaking to every listener out there right now, anybody who's had dreams and maybe questioning what their dreams were about or if they were even from God. I thank you that you just confirm in people's hearts that you are speaking to them, God, that it is in fact you speaking to them. And so I ask that everybody who is listening gets a new fire in their belly and really gets stirred up for the very purpose that they were born for. And so I just breathe a fresh wind upon people's hearts. I breathe a fresh story. I breathe a new story upon your hearts and say that you are walking into a new chapter in your life, and that this chapter will be filled with excitement and adventure and joy and peace and fruitfulness. And God, I just really release people to walk into the fullness of what you have for them, and that any questions would kind of be put to bed after today, because they would really, really, really see that you, in fact, love them and speak to the very hearts of who you made them to be. And Sandy, I just want to bless your trip. I just really believe that you are called to do what you have been burning to do. And so I just really ask that you have divine connections and that you have key people alongside you to really dream with you and to really partner with you, and that they see the excitement and the fruit of what's really happening within your dream, and that they are just as excited to help you live out your dream as if that dream was their very own. So I just call you to the nations, and I just really release you to do everything that you've been called to do, and really release you into a new walk. You know, I do see you getting a new pair of shoes, and it's almost like you kicked off your flip-flops because they were really worn out, and you're getting a new pair of flip-flops. And so for the new walk, you're going to have a new pair of shoes, and I just really bless your journey and your feet, and wherever you go, you are such a peacemaker, and you just bring peace to everybody. And I bless you. I bless you. I bless you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm so excited. I'm really excited about Africa. For those who are listening, we are going to be visiting some ministries. There, we've got a few on our list. Make Your Mark with Carmen and Trent Post. Then we've got Partners with Ethiopia with Ingrid Olsen. I also found another one, Youth Impact, that I ran across on social media that's doing a major work there. But we're also going to do some sightseeing, me and Michael. There's major historical sites there. For those of you who don't know, Ethiopia, there's a couple of fun facts that I'm going to start doing on social media over the next few weeks about Ethiopia, so everybody can learn and kind of go along with me on this journey to Africa. And and I'm just super excited. There's a story behind my journey, and God has laid on my heart to do a book when it's done. And there's a story there, and I know it, and I see it, and I'm just, I mean, who would not want to read a book that says Island Girl Goes to Africa? it's so out of the box, you know. Why would the island girl want to go to Africa?
When she lives in paradise, right?
When she lives, yeah, I know. It's so funny, but that's what God's planted in my heart, and
yes.
I'm going to be doing a story behind that and writing a
awesome.
Book about my journey and just kind of advocating and bringing to light the ministries that are on the ground there and doing what they're doing. And, of course, God getting all the glory out of that, of everything that he's doing in my life there. But for those who are listening, I want you to check out Gina. Get her book, Designing Your Dream. It is really a play-by-play from the conference that I experienced on Saturday in a book form, and I really would encourage you to do it, to get it. It will inspire you and encourage you and move you. You can go to her website, GinaLaMorte.com. Just go to my Facebook, you're going to see her all over my Facebook. So just reach out to me. If you need information on how to reach out to her or you want to get to her website, go check it out. Also, I want you to check out my website, CatchTheWaveHawaii.com. My story is there on my journey to Africa and the ways that you can help me get there. Make sure to check out the World Impact Solutions page. I sell life-saving products around the world, such as mosquito nets, micronutrients, and water filtration systems. And then we distribute them to areas in crisis. And by you purchasing and saving a life, you actually help me get to Africa. So do check out that page, World Impact Solutions, on my CatchTheWaveHawaii.com. I am also all over social media. You can find me on Twitter at Sandy C. Maui. You can find me on Instagram at Sandy C. Maui. And even if you do a search through Facebook under Sandy C. Maui, you will find my page. So thanks so much, everybody, for listening out there and just following me along on this journey. And once again, mahalo to all of you for supporting me, for purchasing my shirts, for sending me money, for helping me get there. It's going to be amazing, and all of you are investing in something that is going to change not just my life, but everybody's lives around me. So you are making an investment into the kingdom of God, because he is going to use this for his glory to draw people unto him. And I'm just so grateful and so humble for the work that he decided to do in my life and give me this opportunity to go to this continent, this amazing continent. But just want to thank you so much, Gina, for coming on board today. Your heart, your love for God, your gifts are amazing, and God is going to take you places where you've never been. And he's probably going to take you to countries where you've never been, and you're going to be the world traveler even more so than you already are. And just so grateful to know you. And if I make it out to New York City, girlfriend, I'm going to hook up with you.
You are so welcome. You have an open invitation. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, sweetie.
Thank you
so much for calling in, and we love you. And Michael, thank you so much for being my super co-host today and just listening. And thank you for being on board with us. And we love you guys, and everybody who's listening, thank you so much out there for listening. We'll be back on board next week, 8 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time. The show is recorded, so you can hit playback and play it again and again. And make sure to share with all your friends out there what we're doing. I'm going to be sharing the show with everybody I know, because it's going to inspire you to go after your dreams. So anyway, I'm going to close this out with a big aloha. And Gina, I'm going to let you do the first aloha, and then Michael, you can, and I'll close it out.
Okay, aloha.
Aloha, folks.
Aloha.
Aloha, everybody. Have a great week.
All right, bye.
Yeah, bye.